So for the recording, this is Friday evening.
Thank you. Hello, Marilyn.
Hello. Who's this?
Kevin.
Okay. All right. So, did I go down far enough?
Yep. One behind me. To my right.
Okay. Let's see here.
There you go.
Let's see. Is this me? Nope. I got one more. I think I got one more down.
Okay.
Because, you know, I need my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. This is me right here.
I get it.
I'm not that fluent Braille reader. So, I need a computer.
I hear you.
And some headphones.
The way it'll work.
Marco!
Marco the band.
Okay.
Get food, Marco?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was behind me. Got to make sure that the sound man.
Yeah. Yeah. Always have to have a good sound, man.
Yep. President Bono was impressed with you. Yeah, for the.
Right. Oh, did Marco handle?
Good evening again, everyone. I think that the food line is slowly dying down. All right. So you are welcome to enjoy your food while we listen to an Illinois standard of Braille is Beautiful. Yay! All right.
More than 20 years ago, NFBI hosted our first Braille is Beautiful event at convention. We wanted to show that Braille doesn't have to be laborious and clumsy. It can be read with for fun and with flair. So here we are, bringing you our 2023 Braille is Beautiful production. This year we'll be reading an original version of The Little Mermaid, based on the story by Hans Christian Andersen, borrowing a bit from Disney Studios and adding some rather original touches. I want to thank former Illinoisan Bryn Lee, now of Minnesota, for her help and expertise selecting music and sound effects, and Tom Page of Kansas for sharing his know-how and dedicating countless hours to stitching together this full-scale audio production. Tonight, you'll hear the following cast. Narrator 1, Pam Gilmore. Narrator 2, Debbie Pittman. Narrator 3, Leslie Hamrick. King Triton, Ken Shad. Queen Mara, Denise Avant. The eldest royal child, Michael Novitsky. The second royal child, Debbie Kent Stein. Princess Ariel, Abu El Faki. Sebastian the Crab, Dan Tiveldi. Ursula the Sea Witch, Linda Hendel. Prince Eric, Thomas Howe. The first beachcomber, Steve Hastalis, and the second beachcomber, Bill Reef. So now sit back and imagine we're in the days before YouTube, back before television, sitting around the radio, getting swept away into a full-scale radio drama. Enjoy the journey.
In the ocean, the water goes down deeper than any anchor rope will reach. Many, many church steeples would have to be stacked one on top of another to reach the surface.
Fish, large and small, dart among the branches of ocean trees, just as birds fly through the trees up here.
From the deepest spot in the ocean rises the palace of the Sea King. Its walls are made of coral, and its roof is made of mussel shells that open and close with the tide.
Sidon, the Sea King, lived in the palace with Mara, the Sea Queen, and their three children. All three children were bright and curious, but the youngest one, a girl named Ariel, was the cleverest and most adventuresome of them all. She had many, many friends among the sea creatures. Her best friend, Sebastian the Crab, followed her everywhere.
Like all of the sea people, Ariel had no feet. Her body ended in a fishtail that was perfect for swimming.
Princess Ariel loved to hear about the world up above them. She asked her parents endless questions.
Do they have flowers up there, like our sea flowers down here?
Of course. I've heard their flowers have wonderful fragrance.
Fish that live in their trees have fluffy scales they call feathers.
They say those feathered fish make beautiful music.
I wish I could go up to the surface and hear it.
When you get to be 15, you'll be allowed to swim up and sit on the rocks in the moonlight. You can watch the great ships sailing by.
A few weeks later, the oldest of the royal children turned 15 and was allowed to swim up to the surface. Later, the others crowded around to hear all about it.
I lay on a sandbar in the moonlight, and I saw a city on the shore. The lights twinkled like hundreds of stars. And I heard wonderful bells ringing.
The next year, the second of the royal children ascended.
I swam up a river that flowed into the ocean. I saw green hills and gleaming palace towers. In a cove, I found a whole school of human children splashing around with their funny little legs. I wanted to play with them, but they were afraid of me and they ran away onto the land. Then a fuzzy creature came along and made a ferocious noise. I swam back to the open sea as fast as I could.
There are lots of things to see up there.
And lots of things to wonder about.
Don't you want to leave the water and explore all up and down the land?
Are you kidding? What would I do up there?
You'd be out of our element, don't you think?
There's no place like home.
I can't wait to go to the surface. I'm going to love the world up there.
I want to be where the people are. I want to see... Wanna see 'em dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet.
At last, Ariel too turned 15.
You have to get dressed up properly. If the humans see you, we want to show them we live the good life down here.
The queen put a wreath of white sea lilies in Ariel's hair. Each petal was half of a pearl. Then she fastened 8 big oysters to Ariel's fishtail as a sign of her high rank.
Ouch, that hurts.
Sometimes you've got to put up with things for the sake of appearances.
I can put up with anything for the chance to go out to the surface and see the world.
Hey, I'm coming with you. I wouldn't miss this for anything.
Come on, then. We'll go together.
Up and up and up they swam until they reached the surface.
The air was mild and fresh, and the sea was glassy calm.
A great three-masted ship lay in view. People were singing on deck, and as night came on, they lit hundreds of lanterns.
Ariel's come right up to the ship and gazed at the crowd of people on deck. At the center of the crowd was a young prince with a sparkling smile. It was Prince Eric's birthday, and that was the reason for the celebration.
How handsome the prince was! He laughed and shook people by the hand while the music rang out in that perfect evening.
Finally, the music stopped and the celebration was over. Prince Eric went down into his cabin.
From the distance came a rumble of thunder. The wave happy.
Wow! A storm! This should be fun.
Fun for us, sure. For the humans, not so much.
Look, the ship is leaning way over to one side.
The waves are washing over the deck.
The main mast has snapped in two.
The ship sank below the waves. Ariel saw the prince thrashing in the water.
Now he can come down to our palace. I can show him around.
Ariel, you don't get it. Humans can't live underwater. He can only visit us as a dead man.
No, I won't let him die.
He dove through the waves until she had reached the prince. He was exhausted from swimming, and he would have drowned if she hadn't kept his head above the water.
Don't worry. I'm going to keep you safe. You're going to be all right.
At daybreak, the storm was over. Not a trace of the ship was left. Ariel lifted Prince Eric safely onto the beach. He was sleeping a deep, exhausted sleep.
What would I give to live where you are? What would I pay to stay here beside you? What would I do to see you smiling at me?
She stroked his hair and kissed his forehead.
Come on, we've got to go home. Your parents will be sending up a search party.
Not till I know he's okay.
They hid among the rocks and watched the shore. After a while, some beachcombers came along the...
Hey, look! Is he dead? No, oh, he's breathing. I'll stay with him. You run for help.
Where am I? What happened?
It looks like you got shipwrecked.
Yes, I remember now. There was a terrible storm, and someone rescued me. A beautiful girl. Who was she?
Help is on the way. Let's get out of here.
With Sebastian beside her, Ariel dove sadly down into the water and returned to her father's palace.
What did you see up there?
Did you meet one of those fuzzy barkers?
I don't want to talk about it. I can't explain.
Every day, Ariel and Sebastian swam up to the surface looking for the prince. They found out he lived in a palace overlooking a harbor. The palace had great marble staircases and gilded domes, and all around the building were marble statues. Through the windows, they could see into a splendid hall hung with tapestries and paintings.
Ariel would sit and watch the prince when he stepped out onto a balcony in the moonlight. He didn't suspect that she was watching him from among the reeds.
Finally, she told her parents what was on her heart.
I want to live in the upper world with the human people. Their world is so much wider and much beautiful. I want to live with Prince Eric in his palace.
Don't even think about it. We're much better off than those creatures up there.
But they look so happy and free. I think I was meant to be one of them.
Where do you kids get such crazy ideas?
Isn't there anything I can do to become a human?
They say that if a human chooses to join his life with a mermaid and love her forever, she can become a human too. But that's not likely to happen. They have very poor taste up there.
What do you mean?
They think your fishtail is ugly. To be considered beautiful up there, you have to have two awkward props they call legs.
What if I want to have legs like those human creatures?
That would be one for Ursula, the sea witch.
Believe me, you don't wish to tangle with her.
Who's the sea witch?
She's an outcast. No one visits her. She was banished many years ago by a powerful magician when she refused to marry him. She grew angry and bitter, living in a lonely castle all by herself.
Oh, that's so sad.
She spends her days learning powerful spells. They say she can do almost anything, but she always charges a heavy price.
Cheer up, Ariel. For goodness sake, don't think about the sea witch. Let's have a party tonight. You'll feel better with a lot of singing and dancing.
Humans will never see a party like the one they held in King Triton's palace. Hundreds of shells lined the ballroom, gleaming with mother of pearl. Schools of fish with shining scales swam toward the glass ball.
The mermaids sang, and all the sea folk danced their graceful dances. For a moment, Ariel's heart was happy.
But soon, Ariel's thoughts turned to the world up above. She couldn't forget Prince Eric. Finally, she slipped away from the sea palace.
I've made up my mind. I'm going to visit Ursula, the sea witch. Maybe she can help me.
The sea witch's cap was surrounded by treacherous whirlpools. The cap itself stood in the middle of a forest of trees with branches like long, slimy arms. When they grab something, they twist it around it and never let go.
Ariel was terrified. She nearly turned back, but when she remembered Prince Eric, she summoned her courage. She darted and dodged among the slithering branches that stretched out to seize her.
At last, she reached a castle built of the bones of shipwrecked sailors. There sat Ursula, the sea witch, waiting for her.
Good evening, my dear.
Good evening. My mother said you might be able to help me.
People only come to me out of desperation. Otherwise, I'm all by myself from one year's end to the next.
That must be such a lonely life. Why don't you visit the palace next time we have a dance?
Ha! Do you think I'd be welcome? Not a chance.
Well, it'll be very kind of you to help me.
I know exactly what you want from me. You want to get rid of your fish tail and get two human props instead. You want to walk like a human creature and get Prince Eric to fall in love with you.
Is it possible? Is your magic strong enough?
Of course it is, my dear. I'm brewing it as we speak. Before sunrise tomorrow, you must swim down to the shore. Seat yourself on dry land and drink the potion I'm going to give to you. Your tail will divide and shrink until it becomes what those creatures call a pair of legs.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Up there, they'll say you're the most graceful human they've ever seen. No other dancer will be as light on her feet as you are.
And it can all happen tomorrow? I'm so happy.
Not so fast, my dear. Once you take a human form, you can never be a mermaid again. You can never come back through the waters to your father's sea palace. And if you fail to get the prince to kiss you and fall in love with you in 3 days, you will turn into a bit of sea foam, dancing forever on the waves.
I'll take that chance.
And there's one more thing, my sweet. The ingredients for this potion are very hard to come by. You must pay me for my trouble.
How much do I owe you?
In return for my magic potion, I'll take the best thing you have. You've got the loveliest voice in the sea. You must give your voice to me.
My voice? You can't actually mean that.
I never say things unless I mean them.
Why are you so cruel?
The world has treated me cruelly. So, I take my revenge. Nothing can change that except for an act of great kindness under desperate circumstances.
If you take my voice, how can I talk to the prince? How can I get him to fall in love with me?
You'll have your lovely form, your gliding movements, and your enchanting smile. You can still win a human heart.
In just 3 days?
Have you lost your courage? I'll have my price, and you shall have your magic potion.
Go ahead then. I'm ready.
The Sea Witch stirred her bubbling cauldron. Ghastly clouds swirled up and away. As the Sea Witch threw in new ingredients, the cauldron bubbled and hissed.
Here's your potion. And now I'll take my price.
Magically, she snatched the little mermaid's voice so that she could no longer sing or speak a word. She put it into a shell that hung by a silver cord around her neck.
The Sea Witch handed Ariel a bottle made of clear sea glass. In it was the magic potion. It glittered like a shining star.
Ariel swam back through the sinister forest and past the bubbling whirlpools until she reached the sea palace again. The music in the ballroom had stopped, and doubtless everyone in the palace was asleep. She knew she was leaving her home forever, and she felt her heart would break with grief.
She swam into the garden and blew 1,000 kisses toward the palace. Suddenly, Sebastian was beside her.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
But Ariel couldn't answer. She pointed to her mouth and shook her head to tell him that her voice was gone. Then she pointed out toward the surface.
What's that bottle in your hand? I bet you went to the Sea Witch, didn't you? You can't put one up over on me. You're going to turn yourself into a human, make that prince fall in love with you.
Ariel nodded and smiled hopefully.
I can't let you go up there by yourself. I'm going with you.
Ariel smiled. She was very glad she didn't have to go all alone.
Up and up they rose through the dark blue sea. Ariel clutched the flask with the magic potion.
The sun was rising when they saw the prince's palace. Ariel sat on the rocks and swallowed the potion that Ursula had given her. It was fiery and bitter.
Ariel felt as if a sword struck through her body. She swooned away and lay as if she were dead.
When she woke up, she felt a fierce flash of pain. But there stood the prince, gazing at her in wonder. Looking down, she saw that her fishtail was gone. Now she had a pair of graceful human legs.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
The little mermaid couldn't answer. She couldn't say a word.
Must have survived a shipwreck. Same thing happened to me, and a beautiful young lady rescued me.
Prince Eric took Ariel's hand and led her to his palace. On her new legs, she moved as lightly as a bubble.
The prince never noticed Sebastian scampering along behind them.
Everyone was enchanted with the lovely young girl who didn't speak. On her first day at court, they gave her silk gowns and sparkling jewelry to wear. She was dazzlingly beautiful.
On her second day as a human, Ariel attended a royal ball. Everyone admired her graceful dancing. Prince Eric danced with her half the evening.
But he danced with lots of other girls too. Ariel felt discouraged.
Tomorrow is your last and final day. We have to do something amazing.
That night, Ariel went for a long walk on the beach. Suddenly, he heard voices calling her.
Ariel, can you hear me?
Are you there, Ariel? We miss you.
Come back to us. Please, come back.
You won't be in trouble. We know how teenagers are. We just want you to come home.
With tears in her eyes, Ariel waved to them from the shore, but she couldn't call back to them. She couldn't say a word, not even to her family.
The next morning, Prince Eric found Ariel walking sadly on the shore.
How would you like to go for a boat ride with me? I'll take you on a tour.
Ariel smiled and nodded happily.
Ariel, this is your last chance. You have to get him to kiss you.
Don't be scared, you got the moves prepared. Go on and kiss the girl. Oh, oh. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't stop now. Don't try to hide it. How you wanna kiss
the
girl?
Whoa, whoa. Prince Eric leaned toward Ariel, and he was about to kiss her.
But suddenly, the water swirled, and Ursula the Sea Witch rose above the waves. She lifted the shell that held Ariel's voice and called out to Prince Eric.
Dear Prince, kind Prince, I've been searching and searching for you.
You know that voice. You're the girl who rescued me. I've been waiting so long to find you.
In that moment, Ariel felt that all hope was lost.
But then she remembered something the Sea Witch had told her. Only through an act of kindness under desperate circumstances could the curse on her be broken.
Ariel smiled her warmest welcome. She leaned over the rail and held out her hand to Ursula.
Is it possible? You have reached out to me with love and broken the spell? Now I can give you the payment I took from you. Here is the shell. Here is your voice.
The cruel lines of Ursula's face softened into a gentle smile. From around her neck, she unfastened the shell containing Ariel's voice. She handed it up to Ariel aboard the prince's boat.
Thank you, dear Ursula. You kept your word.
What's going on? I don't get it.
It's a long story, darling. I'll tell you as soon as...
As soon as I kiss you?
Yes.
And at last, just before the sun went down on her third human day, Prince Eric took Ariel in his arms and kissed her.
Just as you might have expected, Ariel and Prince got married. They held their wedding on the beach, and all the sea people sang from the waves.
The former sea witch turned her magical powers to good. The evil whirlpools around her castle became gentle rivers, and the sinister trees turned into lovely sea ferns. All the sea children visited on their birthdays, and she granted them their dearest wishes. Free of charge, she only asked that they help her gather baskets full of microplastic from the ocean so that she could turn them into healthy coral.
At the wedding, Ursula gave Ariel a very special present.
If you sit on the rocks at sunset, your fishtail will return to you until dawn. You can swim down to the sea palace and visit your family on any night of the year.
And we'll always be ready to welcome you.
So, you guessed it. They all lived happily ever after.
Now we can walk.